step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All righty.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, here we are. We're here in attendance. Yo. Everybody is here, present, and ready for another program. Award-winning. The Outcast Podcast, episode 105, is here.
105. Look at that.
Being quick and quick with the draw on the drops already.
That was JJ.
We've gotten some complaints that we're playing too many drops.
No, we haven't.
So let's dial them back a little bit.
Shut up.
That's Tommy.
Yeah.
He's the only one that's got a firing button.
No, that's not true. I'll keep my hands up.
This is the podcast where you get a brown guy, a black guy, and a white guy together to do a show. And when we're talking brown, we're not talking 9/11 brown. We're talking Rainbow Brown.
Yeah.
Damn. Sorry.
The WEPA kind.
I got a new little sound for you.
Close. Close. Not there. Very close. Very close to the island, but not the same island. Yes. Definitely wrong brown.
Wrong brown.
So our brown guy on the show is Ramo No G, and he's in the building.
What's up, guys?
As he is every Wednesday for this show. We do live on YouTube every Wednesday.
It's fun.
And Ramo, before the show, he says that he's injured. Hopefully he's able to play basketball with us this afternoon.
Yeah.
Last week after the show, we played basketball, and one of our producers, Jacob, throat punched him. By accident.
It was a total accident.
Sure is an accident.
But it was a blessing in disguise because I guess it's turned on Ramo's wife, his voice. What has happened to your voice since this injury?
It's like, for whatever reason, like I can hit a lower octave than I ever have before.
Really?
Now. My mind's telling me no. I could definitely get on a microphone and really... hit the lower notes where
got at them ribs.
Well, I couldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? And I owe it all to my good friend Jacob.
So have you been walking around the house talking like that now?
Goddamn right, I have.
You creep up behind her while she's washing dishes, and you go, "Hey, baby, how about them ribs and some pussy?"
Yeah,
some shit like that.
Yeah, but
did
the words,
freak out on you? The
words,
what you say?
The words don't scare her. My erection does.
I don't know if your voice is deeper or if it's just more muffled.
What?
Biden's is definitely the same.
Yeah.
But
so you're saying this injury by getting throat punched
it feels like
deepened your voice?
It feels like I can manipulate my voice lower than I could before.
I smoked the marijuana.
Yes.
He's all stoned. He's like, hello.
A lot.
Hola.
Yes.
All right, well, the deep-voiced Ramo G is here today.
Yeah.
I'll give you the G now because you've earned it back with this deep voice.
Got to see ya.
We're going to make it happen today, baby. So
we've got the greatest DJ to ever walk the planet Earth, Memphis On Air. He's here.
I got it.
He's representing the brothers.
Hi, I'm present, you know. I'm still tripping off of Rainbow's deep voice over here, man. We're going to give you some voice work now, man.
Shout out to Memphis. How's your day been going so far?
Hey, man, pretty good, man. Pretty good. Kicking it with y'all asses and whatnot. Trying to get my cholesterol down. That's what my doctor told me, you know.
Really?
Yeah, my cholesterol was a little high. Yeah, my blood level was a little elevated.
Your blood level was elevated. You know, my blood pressure.
Hypertension, mine too. Did he put you on something?
Nah. He told me to chill the fuck out, basically.
Salt.
And we're
going to
try it
salt.
Again. I don't use the salt.
I use pink salt. That's good for
Every now and again, I might use something like that. We got other stuff we use. But, you know, I mean, I eat fairly good. You know.
Could it be the marijuana that you smoke possibly raising your blood pressure?
I wouldn't think so.
A little
so.
Bit. Yeah, maybe.
I wouldn't think so.
Did you hear about this study that came out last week?
No.
Yes, I heard about it.
No, what?
25% increase in heart attacks and strokes if you smoke the marijuana.
I smoked the marijuana.
If you smoke the marijuana.
What?
That's bullshit.
Who did that? Man, people been smoking the since alcohol, the 60s, and they still walking around. Please. Walking around giving advice.
We're gonna have to point
right
to what's his name, Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson, Exhibit A.
I heard
Snoop Dogg, Exhibit B.
Jim Belushi told me though that Willie does not smoke the weed anymore. He takes it with some tea, puts a little of that concentrate in his tea.
Yeah.
That about Tommy Chong from Cheech and Chong?
Both
that he doesn't smoke.
Well, I mean, after a while, your lungs probably don't want it. You know
what? You smoke a lot of weed.
But I'm not that old yet. I may get there. I doubt it, but
you're quitting basketball. You're quitting basketball.
Yeah, you just retired from basketball.
Yeah,
I
know. So. Oh no!
Well, he got
but
all,
he's got a deep voice.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. I got to work on my
guys. I got to quit.
Yeah, I got to work on my voiceover career.
You know, he got to get his rest and practice and stuff. You know, he got to work on his vocals and.
You could be the voiceover talent now for Randy Macho Man Savage.
What it is? Is what it is.
You ain't going nowhere.
What it is, baby?
Sure.
And we've got my man DJ Tomcat in the house. What's up, Tomcat?
What's happening, y'all?
Representing the white race.
Not really a good representative.
He's Italian.
But I'm here.
What does your shirt say?
Give him the old razzle dazzle, and then it's got the cat with its asshole sticking out because that's how you get it home.
I like kitties.
The fucking shit pipe.
Yeah, I got a cat at home. Shout out to Rockstar.
Kitty.
Shout out to Tomcat.
Yeah. Cats are the best.
Today,
Sylvester.
Dogs are the best.
Before we go any further, I want to thank our sponsor, Liquid IV.
Thank you.
It's springtime. Spring is in the air, which means it starts to get hot, especially for us here in Florida. We stay hydrated thanks to Liquid IV.
Delicious.
It's delicious, according to Ramo G.
It's calm all over together.
It's delicious.
Can I get that every time he says my name, please?
Fucking
thank
great.
You. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want that. Wrong one. Wrong
but the
brown.
Other one was, the other one's was good. Really
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Wait.
Because he like endorsed it and it was like,
it made me want to dance, man.
Well, we do stay hydrated, thanks.
I'm just trying to drink more water
to Liquid IV.
With Liquid IV in it. Y'all trying to get me choking here.
Unfortunately for Memphis, we didn't get any white peach.
Yeah, I know, man.
Oh, yeah, give him the deep voice, Ramo.
Hold on, Ramo. You're in my head right now. You got to do this. So, what are my thoughts right now? I'm not having a white peach, but you got to do it in your sexy voice.
Yeah, man. Go on, try it again.
So, I'm in my head, and I'm disappointed because we don't have any white peach.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, I've been thinking about you all day long. And I get here.
I've heard enough.
Where do I place my
piano? You're just lowering your voice to a low. You're just being quiet.
That's hilarious.
He's like,
hey, man, you know what?
My voice is definitely
not lower. No, it's just quieter. Lower.
Oh man, we putting you to some voice work right now, man. We getting you some work.
I was trying to plug the sponsor here, you know, to take care of the sponsor. Liquid IV. You go to liquidiv.com and you stay hydrated. When you check out, you use our promo code. It is Outcast. So shout out to Liquid IV and everything that they do to help the show. You know?
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And our first topic that we're going to talk about today. Yesterday, Super Tuesday. That's right. It was Super Tuesday. And it was a big super day for Donald Trump, it looks like. Nikki Haley, breaking news. She has officially dropped out of the race.
She's bouncing.
Nimrod dropped out, huh? Finally got out of it.
Well.
Nikki Haley has
Nobody's
dropped out of the
no
race. Let's roll the tape. What's the latest from Super Tuesday? What is this?
This is bad sound.
This is bad sound.
Yeah, it sounds like.
Well, the story is Donald Trump walked away with a bunch of delegates.
100. Yeah, tons.
And it caused Nikki Haley to quit.
She did.
And it looks like for the Democratic side, they're banking this year on Joe Biden.
Come on, man.
So good luck to the Dems. Good luck to the Republicans.
Yep.
They will be battling it out.
Again. Of the old-ass dudes who need to sit their punk asses down. That's what.
That's funny.
That is funny. So it's Wacky Wednesday today. Yesterday was Super Tuesday. And did you watch any of the Super Tuesday action yesterday, Tomcat?
Yes, I did. I watched it.
And elaborate.
Kind of happened the way I figured it was going to happen. A lot of people thought that Donald Trump was going to sweep.
Sure.
She won one state, was Oklahoma?
I don't even know.
Arkansas? I can't remember. But she won one state, and he won all the rest of them.
I thought it was D.C. or something. What is
no,
it?
She like also won D.C., so she won two, but on Super Tuesday, she won one state. All of the states that voted, which was like...
I didn't even pay attention. I should have. I didn't.
So he's the nominee. She put up. She was great. She ran a great race.
She did.
And
she
kicked ass. She's badass. She got further than any woman ever got in the Republican primary.
That's hard. Kudos
to her.
Good job.
Yeah, she's
a badass.
I told you, like, you know, I mad respect for her. I thought, you know, she had some great talking points. Sure. Right.
She had some people saying that they would vote for her.
She had some good things to say.
There's Trump. Some even Democrats that don't like Joe Biden were siding with Nikki Haley.
Well, she said some good things once again. Like, you know, definitely probably more middle ground than most would like in the GOP party right now. But thank you very much. I think, you know, I think she had some valid things to say. And
she got hurt.
Yeah, I didn't like the way she said you had to work to your 70 before
Social Security. Yeah, like, stupid shit like that made her get off the ballot now, you know?
Like, hell no, shit, by 70, I'm going to be chilling somewhere, still getting some ass, kicking it.
If not, I'm selling dope. There's no way I'm waking up and driving a goddamn way in Florida.
No doubt.
Are you kidding me? Traffic's ridiculous.
It's weird because it seems like both sides want to shake up, but also both sides don't like the main candidates that have ended up being the two that are running against each other again.
Well, you got to go with who you brought to the dance with.
But it's funny to see that they've ended up again to go at each other again, Donald Trump. And it's wild because months ago, who would have thought Donald Trump would have been the Republican nominee after all the trials, after everything that's gone on?
Well, he still got a lot of shit.
But
there was nobody that was... The GOP was putting out that it really actually had a chance. I mean, Nikki Haley might have, but there was a might. But like DeSantis and all the rest of them, nobody was going to vote for
them.
Well,
I mean,
out there,
they were getting better poll numbers in the general than he
DeSantis
was.
DeSantis was, but
yeah, but he
he wasn't going to be Trump.
Plus, Trump turned the Republican Party into the party of Trump. No more Republican Party. It's Trump Party now. So
yeah, but it's a big tent party. A lot of people are coming over. There's like 10% of Biden supporters that voted for him in 2020 that say they're now going to move over and vote for Trump.
Well, you also
that's
got
a lot of people.
You got a lot of Trump voters that are going to say that are saying the same thing is going to vote for Biden.
A lot more.
I don't know about that.
I will tell you.
Will obviously decide that. But I'm just glad we get to have an election.
100%.
That's great.
Yes,
we get to vote.
100%.
That's fine. If
yes,
you vote.
I'll give you that. Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Let's do it there, man.
And shout out to the people in Florida who got felons that we voted for you motherfuckers to get your voting rights back.
That's
so
me. I'm sitting next to you.
You're welcome.
Good job,
That's
man.
Enough.
There you
That's
go.
Enough.
Congratulations.
Because they needed their vote.
Why not?
Rights
hell
back,
yeah.
So,
no,
you
TK.
Know, hell yeah.
TK is just as much an American citizen
Absolutely.
As anybody else sitting in this goddamn building.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have some of the rights are gone, but. Well, that one I still have.
Hey, you know what?
There you go. Vote. That's fine. Hey, you'll get them back.
How about the rights of these spring breakers? The spring breakers that want to fight for their right to party on Miami Beach.
Yes.
They fucking ruined it. They ruined it.
Hopefully we have audio and video from the truck.
Hell yeah, they did.
We have a story here. Miami Beach breaking up with spring breakers. This is some clips from the city of Miami Beach made a PSA, and they put this out for all you spring breakers out there that think you're coming down here to have a good time. Roll the tape.
Hey, we need to talk.
This isn't working anymore.
And it's not us.
It's you. We just want different things.
Our idea of a good time is relaxing on the beach.
Hitting up the spa.
Or checking out a new restaurant.
You just want to get drunk in public and ignore laws.
Do you even remember what happened last March?
No, it's fucked up. I don't remember.
That was our breaking point, so we're breaking up with you.
And they go on to say that they're going to have like DUI checkpoints, curfews, $100 parking.
Yeah, that's
blue goot.
Shit, look.
Why didn't they just have like city officials doing this? Like they put 30-year-olds trying to look like they're spring breakers. Like, no,
I don't think they were trying to make
them. Have you lately?
What do you
haven't been to spring break in Miami lately.
Nope. Yeah, fucking off the chain. Absolutely. It went crazy. They went wild.
Oh, no, I'm sure. Riotous. But they've always done that, dude. When I used to go back in the mid-90s.
It has been crazy. And I remember Daytona had some issues of rape in spring break, and they had to shut it down.
Panama City.
I know, 100%. Or whatever. And one of the two was one of those two cities up there, but they were it was debaucherous.
I am not against a city protecting their citizens by doing
that. Do you think it will work, number one?
To an extent, I think it's going to keep a lot of super crazy things. But, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in Miami, you know, during spring break. Ultra, that's probably the biggest music week, Miami Music Week. Like, that's a pretty big deal. Like, they can't clamp down too much. That's a pretty big, you know,
income drive. I remember them letting the clamps off during Music Week in years prior. They would, lock down on spring break, and then when it was Music Week, they would kind of, like...
Well, I can tell you,
right in the middle this year, I think.
These past few spring breaks have been, like, out of fucking control. Like, crazy. I remember when we would be... Even before I moved to this state, they're going to South Beach, we would, like... Couldn't wait to get there because it was so much fun.
Yes, I'll be.
And you didn't have to worry about shit because you're kicking it with motherfuckers from everywhere. And now, like, when I go to Miami, like, we don't even go to South Beach, like, at all. It's like, it don't exist to me no more because it's not like it used to be.
My boy is the DJ at Deja Vu.
Oh, real?
Yeah. Nice. That's thank you very much.
Nice.
I love it.
I can see why they don't want the kids down there.
100%.
They fucking up.
They screw up everything. They trash the place. They take dumps in the middle of the sidewalk.
That's disgusting.
That was me.
Sure, that
sorry
wasn't
about
a bump.
That.
Yeah.
And if I am a taxpayer,
you
do like the money that comes from the out-of-towners if you're paying the taxes, because I think they get that extra tax at the hotels here in the state of Florida for people that come down, the resort fee. But at the same time, if they're going to come down and ruin the resorts, I say it's good.
Yeah. You know what?
Wouldn't you rather have a different clientele of your Miami Beach?
Absolutely.
You know what? The more that I think about it, I was actually thinking about this the other day.
Yeah, right.
We got enough motherfuckers living here in Florida now. We don't need tourists
Florida
anymore.
Is full.
We
got full.
We can
keep
party every year,
home,
all
yo.
Year long. We got enough people.
Yeah,
we got enough
full,
people
dog.
To live here. The cities are packed. The rural areas are getting way more busier than we need them to be.
They cutting down shit all over the place, building these
little
goofy ass
condos. He does make a good point.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It takes me a goddamn hour to get to work.
So don't come down here anymore, like, if you don't live here.
It's terrible.
Just kidding.
Yankee boys head back north.
Here's what I'll say. And this may be rude.
What will you say?
This may be rude.
Don't be rude.
But
don't be rude.
If you come down here.
Don't come down here.
Come buy a house. And live down here. If not,
don't come down here.
Deuces. We don't need you here for 5 months.
Now, what happens if we can't go up there?
We can.
Oh, see. Well, that doesn't make sense.
Well, we're Florida. We're Florida. We do whatever the fuck we want
to
do.
Everybody want to come to Florida.
Come on,
to do Tom Cavanaugh.
You're
shit.
Supposed
well,
to be
I
on
like
my,
going up
my
there,
side.
So you can't tell them they can't
I'm
come down here.
I'm kidding. I'm just saying.
I'll say it.
Traffic
keep
is terrible.
At home. Keep your eyes at home.
Traffic
say
is terrible. I hate
yeah,
it.
Traffic is bad.
Another place that's not going to be as fun, or it depends on how you look at it. Maybe they'll clean up their act in Oregon, but Oregon is now going to recriminalize drugs. They decriminalized the drugs. Now they're going to recriminalize drug possession.
Marijuana?
It got a little out of control. You know, they were giving out crack pipes and vending machines.
Well, I think that, no, you can't.
Then they started smoking the vending machines.
They did.
Shit,
so what do you mean?
Shit must have got so out of hand.
They probably set it on fire to get the smoke of the drugs out of it.
The state Senate passed House Bill 4002 in a 21-8 vote after the House passed it 51-7. The bill now heads to the desk of the governor. who said in January that she is open to signing the bill. Yeah. With this bill, we are doubling down on their commitment to make sure
Oregonians.
That's a big word for me.
Yeah.
That the Oregonians have access to the treatment and care they need. Mm-hmm. Where is the decriminalization or recriminalization of drugs?
Well,
I hear that they were letting people get away with small amounts of various drugs on the streets because it had gotten so out of control that the jails were full of these drug addicts. So they decriminalized. Now they've realized that it got out of control.
And they built more jails.
And now they're recriminalizing it. What do you guys think about drugs? Should they be decriminalized, Tomcat?
Listen, especially right now with the fentanyl epidemic that's going on, they shouldn't be decriminalized, and they should definitely, everything needs to be monitored more. And I'm not saying you need to go like full 1990s, let's locking people up type shit. But you definitely need to stop the flow of the shit coming into the country from out of the country. And then deal with the addiction that's here through social services and treatment for these people and trying to give them what you can. Because I was an addict. Still am. You're always an addict, right? My father died of an overdose. So did my other family members. And so I know you're a lifelong addict, but you can recover and not do drugs anymore. You know what I mean? There's always a way out. But people have to see some type of... I don't know. Like, how do you get somebody to stop using drugs when they're just like destroying themselves? They have to want to do it.
True.
But you just got to kind of be there all the time with that, you know, the open arms and not, you know, it's hard because sometimes a part of us wants to be like, oh, I don't want to look at that. And oh, that's, you know, they're destroying everything and there's these people are everywhere. It's terrible. You know what I mean? But you have to somehow remain there kindly and help,
It's
very difficult. Very difficult. But stopping the flow of the fucking shit, we can try that. Lock people up for selling fentanyl and shit like that.
Yep.
Really heavy-handed sentences for things that are deadly drugs like fentanyl and things like that. And
definitely.
Shit like that.
Yeah.
What do you think, Memphis, about this?
I agree. I mean, like I said, South Beach used to be so much fucking fun. You know what I mean? A lot of fun, and now you don't even go down there. You know, anybody asks me when they come to Florida, you know, they go to Miami, I will like go to Brickell, go to Wynwood, somewhere like that. But do not go to South Beach because it's fucking crazy out in that bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There you go. But yeah, so it is. I mean, it's still Miami gonna be Miami. It's not like they're gonna be losing any money anytime soon.
What about you, Ramo? What do you think about the decriminalization of drugs, you know,
they want to
do their heroin, you know, do your heroin. Just let them smoke crack. Hey, they want to smoke crack, let them smoke crack. We got bigger fish to fry.
We're back to this conversation.
The conversation we've been talking about.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the whole shit in Miami.
We moved on to Oregon and the drugs.
I think that's a bit outrageous. I mean, definitely there can be a reason for marijuana, some things that are medicinal outside of that, but just regular shit.
But
like,
fentanyl was originally introduced by doctors.
It
was medicinal. That's difficult. You have to control it. As Americans, we have this hunger for drugs. Like I was thinking about it the other day.
There's more drugs in your damn body.
I don't know why we inhale so much, why we have such a lust for drugs, but we do. You know, I even did when I was younger. But
yeah,
very.
You know, Americans want that high, you know? And,
you know, I don't think it's just us. People in general do that. If you look everywhere across the world, people always are the ones.
Unlike America. We have this drug problem in our cities where they're got, you know, it looks like the Walking Dead in these cities. San Francisco.
You got them in the suburbs, too. And these
there's some places in
too.
PR
gotta,
like
you
that.
Gotta, you got to keep that in mind. It ain't just the cities. It's all
agreed.
Over.
It is everywhere.
You know,
so agreed. I agree with you.
It's fucked up regardless of the fact. And, you know, some got to be done because I don't like seeing this shit.
That's the kind of the point. It's like, you don't like seeing it, but I understand that I feel that same way, but it's like, what do we do to help them to make them not want to do it?
Because medicinal marijuana.
Well, you look at it this way. Like, you look at other countries around the world, right? Developed countries, might I add. let's use some in the Europe, in Europe for that matter. They had the same shit that go on, but they have things in place. So sure, what Oregon was doing, they were ahead of the curve. Now, if they basically seemed like to me, they just got off track. You know what I mean? They had a good thing and their heart was in the right place. They just got off track. You know what I mean? If they would have stuck with it, it got kept these centers going because of people, the addicts and everything they had going on, I think they could have been successful at it. And also there's a little bit of greed. There's money floating around and somebody's pocket's got a little extra fat than everybody else's. And they usually fuck shit up too. So
I don't know much about it, but it sounds like to me the way you're saying they had it set up was that it was centers in different places where people who had addiction issues could go there and get whatever they needed to help them
get high. And sometimes, in some cases.
Okay, and I understand that, but I think if that were the case, then there should be treatment along with counseling that comes with that.
Right.
And you keep a record of these people and you make sure that they become accountable for themselves and what they're doing.
And that's how they do it in that's other how countries they should do it. That,
if it's going to be done.
But that's the whole government. So that's like saying our government should do that across the board for everybody. And I don't disagree with that.
It should
I don't like the government and all anybody's shit. But when it comes to that, that might be something you want to step in. Like, you know what? This shit ain't been working. How about we try something else?
It's hurting everybody.
And maybe this could be the way to go to help it. You know, America's just fucking stubborn and don't like to move forward unless it's on its own pace. And, you know, sometimes it get overlooked. Like other countries will leapfrog us and shit in certain things to get it right. We can do it if you want to.
Mm-hmm. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I believe that.
Well, there's a new drug, you know, like
Huey Lewis?
Huey Lewis in the news used to say, I want a new drug.
I'm down.
You got the, what are we, Generation Xers? That's us.
Yeah, we Gen X. Mm-hmm. The right generation.
The drugs has gotten to Gen X. It got to the baby boomers. It got to the millennials. But the Gen Zers, they have a new drug, these Gen Zers.
What is it?
And it's like the overstimulation of
Wi-Fi,
being online and social media. And they know nothing other than this life. And so there's a new study out that says over 70% of Gen Z feels lonely due to online dating, overstimulation. COVID was thrown in there as well. All this technology and AI. They say Gen Z is the loneliest generation. Ramo, do you feel sorry for this Gen Z? I know you have some children of your own, some little Ramos out there.
Yep.
Little Ramos.
I'm curious your thoughts on the state of mind for Gen Zers.
I think it's incredible. Thank you very much. If you had an opportunity to see the technology that these kids are learning in, how fast they're understanding it, we didn't even have it at their age. They already know how it operates. Benjamin has the...
What was that called?
Oculus, yeah. And he plays with all his friends from school.
I don't know why I said it like that. I apologize.
You know, it helps actually in senses of like Florida. Florida's very rural. There are some areas where kids live bunched up, but by and large, there are a lot of areas where, like in my neighborhood, it's two houses, four empty lots, another house, five empty lots, woods. You know what I'm saying? Probably not the most conducive area for kids to be playing in this environment. Like now, it's just people don't know each other. I know my next door neighbor. I know the people who own the house next to me, but it's one of them Airbnb motherfuckers. So I don't know who's in there on a daily basis. Then the old guy down the street, I know he's an old dude, but I don't know who the fuck he is. And people down the street, I see him, but I don't know him. It's not like it used to be. And it's not that you're not supposed to trust and, you know, whatever, but
You feel sorry for him or not?
No, not at all. Not at all. I think it's just different. It's different for them than it was for us, and I think they'll appreciate it the way they grew up, how we appreciate the way we grew up.
What about you, Tomcat? What's your opinion on these Gen Zers, and should we be concerned that they have been stuck to a device their entire life?
No, only because I think they're very lucky, because it's like, what a time to be alive. And a lot of people who had like seen these amazing advancements coming would love to reset the clock and be your age right now and be ready to like harness this insane technology that's taking off. Like
they'll be able to come out of high school and be,
you guys got it made,
computer
man.
I mean, fucking geniuses. No idea how that's the future. Like, they tried to tell us that, and we didn't listen.
You know what?
We didn't listen.
Or there's going to be a nuclear war. Society's going to crumble, and you're all fucked.
That's not going to happen to the year 30 or something like 30,000 or something.
One of the two. Yeah, 3,000. 50-50.
Like
so
3,000. The year 3,000.
Yeah, I don't feel sorry for them.
26, 27.
Yeah.
What about you, Memphis? Something. Well, you don't feel sorry for them at all? You're big on the mental state of mind.
I am big on it because, you know what? These kids should have, if they're bright enough, they would look at everybody that came before them and be like, we hear shit like our generation. We used to go outside and play. Like the whole saying, it's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your kids are? That was created for us because we be gone all goddamn day. And our parents be working their ass off, partying, doing whatever they doing. And they forget like, holy shit, we got fucking kids. And these kids, we out here doing whatever the hell we want to do. But we having fun. We ain't really being totally destructive. But we raising ourselves. We doing right shit like our grandparents and great-grandparents. Those generations not that far from us, you know what I'm saying? So we were raised different, and we came in when technology started. You know what I mean? When the internet first kicked off,
it was coming.
We was
up.
Part
we,
of all that
we
shit.
We came in, yeah.
And we these the kids now just too often their feelings because they don't like being told, like, look, get your ass off that tablet, go outside and play, get some sun, you know, be physical, have fun, be a kid, enjoy yourself.
In our day, a tablet was a Percocet.
Shit, back in the day. We not so old, motherfuckers, because I know a lot of people out there listening think, oh, y'all old asses, motherfucker. No, we not old. We just better than y'all generation, because we don't be in our fields, all depressed and shit. Oh, my God, nobody's online. Nobody will date me. Well, get your punk ass outside. Get a haircut. Put on some decent clothes and go talk to old girl.
You I tell Ramo that sound, all the time.
You sound old as hell, dude.
No, I don't. Yeah, you do. That's a big homie game right there.
Hey, you sound like somebody's uncle.
I am somebody's uncle. I'm actually somebody's granduncle. I get to go see my grandniece on Sunday.
Oh,
I'm
that's
excited.
Dope, man. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm a granduncle, dog. That's beautiful. How crazy is that?
Congratulations.
I'm only 45, cuz.
That's beautiful.
I'm excited.
That's cool.
I think Gen Z also has to realize that a lot of the things that they see online, you know, it's not real. A lot of these people don't look like that. They got filters on. These young girls, they want to look perfect. They get made
Zoom
fun
in
of.
On that puss.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, but it's also like the parties and shit. You see other people out partying and they're having a good time. And maybe you got to work some job you hate and you're just kind of going through the humdrumness of that. And that can be, you know, instead of just being happy about what was going on that day, it maybe make it harder for you because you're like thinking about what other people are doing instead of just being like, wow, I'm so happy with what I've got going on today. Oh, look, I did this simple shit today, but it made me very happy. But maybe if you're all in the internet, your back of your mind, God, look at these people at this massive rave having this total great
like
time. My day's stupid.
Quote,
and then you start
unquote,
to feel
influencers
bad.
Influencers and shit. It's like, look, let me tell you, I know a few influencers, I can tell you, I ain't trying to spill the beans on a lot of them, but they just some regular motherfuckers that be like, oh, I think this is a perfect time for, let me do this, be like, hey, so blah, 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 and get all these people following them and shit, and they don't do shit. That is not real life, because guess what? Eventually, that will hit a wall. That just won't work for you.
There's such an advantage for this Gen Z, too. I was just talking with Tomcat about it the other day, because we're learning guitar, trying to get better at it. And if you think about when we were younger and you wanted to learn a new song on guitar, you had to go to the music store, buy a music book. You had to know how to read music.
Yeah.
You had to maybe find a VHS tape of a band playing so that you could maybe get a glimpse at what chords or how they're playing that lead. Nowadays, you just pop on YouTube and say, I'd like to learn any song you want.
That's
and there's
dope.
five different people out there to teach you.
They made it easy for them.
That's awesome.
Comfort of your own home. So it's a huge advantage for this younger generation that I think if they use the internet to their advantage, yeah. We used to have to open up an encyclopedia to figure this stuff out. Now you guys just say it into your phone and you can be schooled, go to YouTube University, look at all the positives that the internet has and don't get caught up in the negative.
100%. Right. And I mean, I say, you know, it's everything is too easy for them. They get the quick, easy way out. That's why they want everything so now, and they have zero patience because everything is given to them now, and that's not good. Sometimes you need to, like, get your fucking hands dirty. Get a cut. Get your head bumped. Dude, you got to put in some for real work and not behind a computer screen or on your phone. Because what if one day, just for hypothetical sake, the internet goes down for a whole month? Like, that shit can happen. Face down and Instagram was out.
So dope.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Don't listen to drunk-ass Rainbow over here. Do not do that. But anyway, all you guys know is, I can only function on the internet, but you ain't got it. You ain't got internet for a minute, and you don't know when you're going to get it.
Well, the internet went out, or at least Facebook and Instagram went out yesterday, yeah, I think, for a few moments. And TK definitely looked concerned. He thought someone had hacked into his account.
I didn't even notice.
A lot of people said that same thing. I saw that comment from a lot of people, and I was posting this show.
TK was posting something.
This show on my Facebook. Shut up. I was posting this show on my Facebook, and so yes. I was thinking, like, oh shit, I got in trouble for posting our fucking crazy show. But nope, it was like Facebook was out. And I imagine, like, man, imagine how much people were freaking out to
not have the dumb shit you say.
For me, and I had a good, healthy laugh about it, too. Because anytime I go on Twitter and I'll see Facebook or I'll see Instagram, I'm like, oh, they both must be down. I bet people freaking out. And everybody on Twitter, we just laugh about it and be cracking up and then watch how many people come from Facebook or Instagram on Twitter just to see what's going on. Because they cannot be without digital distraction, you know, because, I mean, God forbid, you know, like I said.
Oh, I hate it when you're talking to somebody and then they start scrolling while you're
talking.
Oh, yeah. Oh! I'll kick that phone right out of your
smack
shit.
Smack him in the forehead.
You do that, Tomcat. What are you talking about?
Yeah, right. That's because he's taking a picture and you're making a fucking joke.
It's like playing somebody out with that music when you're... Like playing them out when that outro music,
like yeah.
You look
down
at your phone, you're like, all right, wrap it up.
That's to wrap it up. Yeah. Dang. Man, so all right, man. So I'm saying, all right,
I'm out of here.
All right, well, let's wrap up that topic. Gen Z, man up is what we say.
Yeah, do
to
some
you.
Push-ups.
Stop playing on your phone so much. Put it down and go out and get a little sunshine.
Go play with your wieners.
Also, wash the phone off.
Yeah, you
disgusting.
Definitely clean that shit.
Our producers, who are both Gen Z, are in my ear saying, you guys are all old men. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, I'm on your guys' side. What are you talking about? I just told him he sounded old.
Knock it off.
Raymo, you are old.
I get it. I am, but that's why I
Father
get it.
Time is undefeated, I would say.
Thank
that.
You very much. Hey, it's been great to me. I'm good.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Let's move on to our next topic, which is my friend Jamie Foxx. I love the Foxx.
Oh, no. What do you do?
What's going on with him?
Well, he has said that he's going to explain that health scare. You know, we heard inside job that maybe... Diddy maybe had something to do with it.
Yeah,
who told us that?
Well, I can't reveal.
We can't say. Cut that. Knock that off.
Okay. Guess what?
Okay.
But
we can't tell you guys who told.
But
we got sources and methods.
I really don't think he's gonna come out. He said that he's gonna come out and tell everyone. There's some kind of award show that he's being honored at coming up, and this headline says Jamie Foxx will tell everyone what happened to him, but only when he can do it in a funny way. So I don't know. That doesn't sound very funny.
Well, he did just recently say he was getting ready to start doing stand-up comedy again, which I'm like, dope. People remember, like, they just know Jamie Foxx as the movie star that he is, and he badass, but he's a comedian first, and this dude's stand-ups are fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he's funny.
And now that I'm thinking about it, he did make fun of Diddy in one of his stand-ups that was fucking great. It was amazing.
He wears those leather suits just like Eddie Murphy did.
Yeah, all the greats wore leather. Martin Lawrence did it. Chris Rock did it.
Tight-ass leather suits.
I'm surprised you put Martin Lawrence in there.
Huh?
I'm surprised you put Martin Lawrence in there.
What? Martin Lawrence is the shit.
He was good, but I wouldn't consider him a legend.
Have you seen any of his stand-ups? Yeah. For me, Jamie Foxx.
I wouldn't consider him a legend.
In Living Color.
I know he hosted Def Comedy Jam for a while. Yeah. He's definitely reputable.
You cannot be on legend status and host Def Comedy Jam. The best comedians ever come out of Def Jam, and Martin is the host.
But I don't put him with Eddie Murphy or Dave Chappelle.
No, I'm not putting him there, but he's definitely a legend. His show Martin,
that was pretty
outside
decent.
Of the Cosby Show, might be one of the best African American shows ever.
Yeah, you heard about a lot of the shit him and Gina went through afterwards, and like now she won't even fuck with him.
No, they cool together. They cool now.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they did. They did a Martin reunion.
Did they?
Yes, they did. Huh. They sure did.
I heard that he like. Handsy with her.
Nah, they good now because they were all together.
Who told you that? Yeah. We can't tell you guys. Yeah, sources and methods.
Sources and methods and sources.
We know people who sources. Know people yeah. who talk right. to people.
All right, let's go on to our next story. I know a couple of my family members like to eat Cheerios. I ate some Honey Nut Cheerios when I was a kid. It just doesn't seem like the kids these days eat cereal like we did. That's another thing that we should feel sorry for ourselves as 90s kids is... Our entire diet was eating,
terrible.
Eating cereal every morning.
Right.
Whose or phone Pop-Tarts. Is going nuts right now, by the way?
Tomcat.
Low
info idiot. Nope.
What is going on? Yes, I would agree.
That Tomcat has this speaker
it's one
on
of
his...
those scam calls.
You're going to turn your ringer off.
I should have just put him on the road. I should have put him on our phone and should have talked to him.
Are you new to broadcasting? You know, you silence your phone before
it
you
was
go on
silenced, but it was hooked to this Bluetooth speaker, unfortunately.
On
the
his
Bluetooth
belt.
Speaker rang.
I don't want to be taught.
You know?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Tell you what, buddy.
No, but so they don't eat cereal, man. Like, not even Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which
that's
is
not
a
true.
Classic.
They do. My kids do.
What? Kids still tear up cereal?
My kids do.
For real?
Hell yeah.
Frosted Flakes?
Yes.
Sugar
Pops. Lucky Charms. Fruity Pebbles, all that shit.
Well, hence the dad bod.
You might not.
Thank
want,
you.
You might not want to give them Cheerios. I mean, yeah, it's a from. Staple for a lot of people for breakfast. They always said it was heart healthy. That little
that's what they
bumblebee
said.
It says it on the box too. Lowers your cholesterol.
Let's roll the tape. I think we have a news story standing by.
Again?
This is about
cheer. In your health news today, a pesticide linked to infertility in animals.
Her sound is crappy.
And oat-based foods sold in the U.S., including in popular breakfast brands like Cheerios. According to research published in the Journal of Exposure Science and Environmental Epidemiology, the chemical was found in 92% of oat-based foods sold in May of last year. Cheerios' parent company General Mills said in a statement that their foods, quote, adhere to all regulatory requirement.
Boom.
Maybe we need
what
to do
chemical
something.
Was it?
There
sorry?
You go.
What chemical?
Keep deregulating them motherfuckers.
God damn.
Toxic pesticide.
Keep deregulating them.
I just bought brand new box of Honey Nut Cheerios. I got to toss them shits out now.
I guess
I got some Razor Bran. Hopefully the Razor Bran, I'm good on that. For the Razor Bran, if they ain't good, I'm going to be some smoke in the city, I can tell you.
I'm glad there's people out there checking this shit. Because
well, definitely that too.
We wouldn't know.
You've been saying
and
that
it's
shit
okay.
Too,
it's okay. And
the good
it's
thing
okay.
is you don't eat that because it's not like all frosty and have all the
exactly.
shit and coloring
exactly.
on it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Right. And now
You're
you know
good.
Why.
You're good.
This episode of the Outcast Podcast is being brought to you by Liquid IV. You get the nutrients. You get the vitamins. It's three times the hydration of your normal sports drinks. It's available online if you go to liquidiv.com. And you use our promo code OUTCAST when you check out. They've got a lot of delicious flavors. Unfortunately, we don't have the white peach here in studio.
Yeah.
But Memphis still has that white peach at home.
I do.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
That was gross, man. That's his wife.
You're here, though, Gentry.
I was talking about the extra packet of white peach that he had in his house.
Sorry.
I don't know what
Excuse
you
me.
Were talking about.
I thought you were being rude.
Rainbow.
Don't be rude. Don't
I knew
be rude.
You guys going to drink it all up, so I took a couple extra for me on the stash.
All right. Yeah. All right. My fault.
Rainbow, your head's in the gutter. Yeah.
It is. Well, you knew that. That's why we're friends, right?
Why are you thinking about my wife like that?
I'm not. Oh, I thought he was, and I was defending you, dick.
Let's go to our not-so-good news, man. Tomcat.
We do this thing. All right, March 6, 2020, 24. 2020, 24. I don't know what that was.
2020.
That's a lot.
2020, 24. Tyler, the Creator's birthday. He's 32 years old.
Right. Cool.
It was also Harriet Tubman's birthday. She was born in 1820. She died in 1913.
That's a long time.
It's also Shaquille O'Neal's birthday.
Oh, Shaq.
Happy birthday to Shaq.
Shaq Fu, baby.
52 today.
51, it says.
I thought he was 52.
I don't know. That could be wrong.
That's my age. That's my age.
He's 52.
Oh, it's wrong on here. Yeah, that's good. That's good to know.
Yeah, Gentry's his boy.
That's right. D.L. Hughley turned 60. He is an unfunny comedian.
What? I like D.L.
D.L. Hughley's hilarious.
He is funny.
On this day in 1770, the Boston Massacre occurred. Harassed by a mob, British troops on this day in 1770 opened fire, killing tons of people in the Boston Massacre. It is also National Dentist Day, National Oreo Day, National Dress Day, National Frozen Food Day. On to the news. We're kicking this shit off this week with a naked medieval Venice beach brawl.
Oh, nice.
I love that sentence.
Was there a sword fight?
That's my shit. Recent viral video shows naked women armed with what appears to be spike bats.
She got a nice
drawing
ass.
The public's attention to the Venice beach for an all the wrong reasons, shining a spotlight on the community's
She's not
already
naked.
Mired issues. Shows women with no clothing on. One of them has clothes, one doesn't. And they get into a medieval style brawl.
I'm glad she's not naked.
Spiked bats.
Why is she walking like that, though?
Yeah, she's. Ooh, she gets hit with the spiked back right there.
And look at the guy over there recording her.
are not helping them. They're like throwing them the weapons to keep it going and filming.
Why is she walking like a peacock, though?
I don't know. I don't know why she's walking like that. Zoop. Ooh. Zoop. Oh, look at this. Mortal Kombat.
It is.
Finisher. Did somebody get finished? Please send
finish
somebody.
Him. Here we go.
Look at this.
Oh, ding, fatality. Ding. Oh, they turned my sound off.
Look at that old ass lady in that pink. She's like, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, this is crazy, right?
Wow.
She got them both now, bitch. What you doing?
She's retreating. She got into retreat. She won.
She got them both.
You got, anything else, Tom?
That's wild shit.
Is she going to shove any?
This week we had a truck dangling off a bridge. This driver was pulled to safety after the crash left a vehicle dangling over a bridge in Ohio.
Speaking of dangling.
I saw this.
Wild shit right here.
Big
Louisville, I didn't see this.
Kentucky.
Yeah, this hero right here, he goes into the cab of the truck and pulls this woman truck driver out of the truck while it's dangling off of this bridge. I mean, that's true heroic actions there. Look at him.
Why did you emphasize woman? Are you saying that because the truck is off the side of the bridge? And
I don't think we drive. Everybody knew what was up when they saw it was a woman, and they didn't have any questions about why the truck went off the side of the road. All right, next story.
Jackasses.
Caitlin Clark stands alone. The Iowa women's basketball star becomes the most prolific scorer in NCAA division history this past week with 3,667 scoring points. Good luck. Good job, Caitlin. We had a Haitian gang take over this week in Haiti. They took over the capital.
I heard that.
And they let all the prisoners out of the prisons. And
is that an insurrection?
It's wild. That would be a real insurrection
That's
close, yeah. All right, let me see. I had a couple more. What is the best one? A climate protester gets in the face of Mr. Joe Manchin, and Joe Manchin hops up.
Look at this guy.
And fucking confronts said climate protester this past week. And then his buddy takes care of the trash. Scoosh!
Ooh, pushed him right out.
Goodbye.
Oh, man. Wow, that was
That
amazing.
Was climate change, right? He put him outside, then it got warm.
That guy is going to get a lawsuit. Just shoved his ass down like that for no
Here's
reason.
One more at the end. This is a funny one. One German man has redefined man on a mission. A 16-year-old man from Marlberg deliberately got 217 COVID-19 vaccine shots in the span of 29 months, according to a new study going against national vaccine recommendations. That's an average of one jab every 4 days.
How dare you?
He didn't have any adverse effects from it, but he didn't get any superpowers either from it.
Oh, so that's unfortunate.
What was the
Keep going.
Yeah. What was his point?
He said 134 of the shots were confirmed by a prosecutor and thorough vaccination center documentation. The remaining 83 were self-reported. So he probably actually got about 134
shots. Yeah. He's going the next full moon, somebody find him. His ass going to be in the corner glowing and shit. He was like, I ain't got no superpowers. Motherfucker, you are shiny right now.
This man gets his teeth glowing in the dark.
He wanted to be like a Wolverine. He thought if he had all these T cells, he'd get like a cut and he would just like zoop.
That'd be dope.
It would be dope, but it didn't work this time. So folks, don't get 200 million.
Dumbass.
Yeah, don't do that.
Shots in 2 days.
One thing we have to do before we get out of here, one of our, I guess you would call it sister shows, or our brother show, Darren Harris. He has hit a milestone on our network, and I want to congratulate the Darren Harris Show for having 100 episodes.
My awesome.
Man. Congratulations,
and reaching over a million listeners.
Woo! That's dope.
Welcome to the club, homie.
Yeah, so he's now into the Outkast podcast stratosphere with us, so congratulations to Darren Harris.
Great job, Darren.
100 episodes.
Salute, he does, bro. He does some great stuff on the podcast.
Did you see the one with the crazy
with the lady? Yes.
The lady. I hit him. I said, bro, what the fuck is that?
That's crazy.
Or a man.
I was like, what the hell does she take? That ain't no bad. That shit, that chick looked like she was from The Walking Dead, for real. Did you
that
see
that new Walking Dead show just started too? I'd have been like fucking.
I saw it.
No, I'm just kidding.
I saw it. I watched the second episode.
The zombie.
Those who live, man. That's some good shit.
Was a wacky Wednesday right after a Super Tuesday. Yep. The countdown is on until November. We'll see. Will it be Joe Biden as our president? Will he get another term, or will the orange man, Donald Trump, take him over? It does seem like
we got 8 months to figure that out.
It's like a WWE showdown.
100%. More like a slow-moving car crash or a train wreck. Slow motion.
Yeah. It's terrible. Every inch.
It's about to happen. It's going to happen. And it's totally slowly happening.
Hey,
it's
guys, I love you guys. No matter what happens.
It's been real.
I'm glad we did it together.
I know, right? Well, we still got plenty. We don't know.
Can you give us that deep voice before we go, Ramo?
Yeah,
come on,
baby. It's time to get the hell up out of here, so y'all motherfuckers be cool.
Yeah.
That actually was pretty good.
Stay cool and watch your ass.
You dialed it in that time.
I did.
I'd like to thank our producers, Jordan and Jacob. Hopefully they're not too depressed being Gen Zers.
Push-ups.
We'll see you on the basketball court.
Let's
God bless.
Don't fire that Trump jizz thing.
Right on cue.
That was definitely him and Stormy Daniels.
I love it.
Sure.
Me too.
All right,
me
man. Too. You don't get it.
Me too, baby.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.